The USDA released its outlook numbers this week, and here to help us sort it out is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, there are three areas that we want to cover. Let's start with farm income.
Well, USDA's numbers this time is based on computer models. You know, the WASDA report's based on surveys, and they're more concrete. These are just USDA's first unofficial estimates for 2015-2016. Farm income, $73.6 billion. That's the lowest farm income since 2007.
And then in terms of planted acres, what did the report reveal?
Well, they were lower planted acres for wheat and corn, and about even for soybeans. If you look at the wheat, all wheat acres down 1.3 million acres and corn down 1.6 million acres.
And then in terms of prices, how does that look?
Well, this is where the bad news comes in, especially for wheat and soybeans. You look at wheat, we had an average price of $6 in 14-15. USDA on this outlook is projecting it to $5.10. Corn down 15 cents from last year's 3.65 down to 3.50, and soybean down $1.20 from this year's $10.20 to $9.
Now, for producers, this all may be kind of tough to hear. How do we think it could impact prices, this news?
Well, there's a long time between now and harvest. You know, the wheat harvest, winter wheat in June, July, the spring harvest in September, October, August, corn, beans the same way. We don't even have the corn and bean acres. Those official numbers won't come out until March 31. So there's a lot of time, and a lot of things can happen between now and harvest.
So in the meantime, what factors will the market use to determine prices?
Well, right now for wheat, they're watching the world situation. The U.S. price is about a dollar plus above the world price, so there's some problems there, especially French wheat is cheaper. India is fixing to start a record harvest, and probably in about 3 weeks. Right now, so they're watching the world situation, and they're watching the winter crop situation here in Oklahoma.
Okay, and we know you'll keep us posted, Kim. Thanks a lot.